Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You guys voted for quite an interesting one. One that Luke's been trying to get me to do for ages. Although you guys have voted for it. It's called Not a Barrel of Laughs. Which is like a slightly inappropriate name.
They're all inappropriate names. Yeah. When I was searching for the episode, the next full episode that's coming out, I was searching through our back catalogue to see if we'd already done it. And the names of the slash and dash ones, the number of them that refer to children and like children only, or like don't want to have kids too, like all sorts of ones. This is a list of creepy names.
I wonder if we have kids, we'll be like, we can't do children murders anymore.
We'll soften up, maybe. That'll be the death of the podcast.
So this is the story of Chris Watts. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, Luke is like obsessed. So it was quite a big story in America fairly recently. So,
well, maybe I don't know names.
Yeah.
So you know names, I know faces. That's how we function.
I don't know either. I'm just like blindly walking around bumping into students like, do I teach you? I don't know. So Shannon from Colorado was like a young divorced woman. She's struggling to rebuild her life a bit. So a friend sends her a message suggesting a friend. I don't know if you can do this. Can you suggest friends for people on Facebook? I feel like that was a thing for a while.
Yeah, you could. Now Facebook does it for you and you just have a list of suggested friends.
Yeah, so her friend suggested Chris Watts as a possible friend on Facebook. She ignored it because she was like, oh no, I'm going to just focus on myself. But then 2 months later, she receives a diagnosis of lupus, which is a disorder which I think it's sort of like gets worse over time. It was that joke on House that House always thought it was lupus and it was never lupus.
Oh.
And so there was like people going around in t-shirts like, it's not lupus.
I never watched House.
Oh, it's good. Every week's like a moral dilemma. Oh. A little bit. It is good. Tell us your opinions on House.
I just didn't like the name House. Like, I don't know. I can't. My brain can't get beyond the fact that it's called House. It's not about a house. His name is House. Who has the name House? It's a noun.
Should be called like intelligent Mardy doctor.
Yeah, then I'd have been involved.
Hugh Laurie is a doctor.
He's American. Be warned.
Like, I love
I think that
Hugh
scares
Laurie.
Me as well that Hugh Laurie is American. I have a lot of problems.
So she lost her job of 9 years, and
we can only dream. I would love for that right now.
So her health deteriorating, she's lost her job, and she's getting through like a bit of a bad patch. And Chris sends her a friend request, so she accepts it, thinking, oh well, and I'm not thinking much of it. And then they start messaging.
This is how every episode of Catfish starts.
Yeah,
they meet people on Facebook all the time. You're supposed to add people you're already friends with.
So she was in a vulnerable place due to concerns over her health, and it quickly opened up to Chris. She was a little bit more open than she normally would be, and he offered her support, love. They grew pretty close, like properly dating. They got married. They had 2 children. Aww. He's quite good looking. She's really pretty. Beautiful kids. And Shannon's like, she makes a few like online videos of her life. Like she does like Facebook stories and stuff. I think she might have done Instagram as well, or like YouTube videos. And she talks about how wonderful her marriage is, how Chris has like saved her, changed her life, her lovely children. And the fact they live in like a 5-bed house.
Oh my God.
He had a job at a petrol company, and she worked for like, she got another job for like a multi-level marketing company, which I think like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like those. I watched a Vice documentary about LuLaRoe, like it's a multi-level marketing Ooh. Company that do like weird printed leggings and printed clothes and how they're all shitty and
oh really
it was interesting.
What's it called? Just LuLaRoe?
I think so.
Okay. So she returns home from a business trip in Arizona on August the 13th, 2018. So recent story. She'd been given a lift from a colleague who is also like her best friend, Nicole. Oh, Chris was home when she got back and he was looking after the two kids. So Nicole and Shannon say goodbye, but they arrange to go into town together later that day. They're like super good friends, you know, like they do everything together.
Yeah.
Shannon had a pregnancy check for their third baby, so she had an appointment which Nicole was going to go to with her. Now Nicole went back to the house to pick up Shannon later that day. Shannon's not there. She's not answering her phone, she's not answering calls, her car's there. So Nicole starts to get worried. Now the thing that tips it, and this is like best friend zone, like you know them so well. She sees a certain pair of shoes. She's like, she definitely would have worn those shoes. Like, always wears those shoes. It's like, she's fucking, something's wrong. And she said that like, Shannon had said that she felt a bit ill earlier that day. And I think she was like nervous. Maybe she might have collapsed or something. But she was like, she would have been wearing those fucking shoes. Like that's the key. So she calls 911. Now, the police received no response when they called Chris, but obviously they turn up at the house, they can't get in. And then eventually they did get through to him. So it wasn't immediate. And they say, look, we can't, like, she's not here, we're worried. Can we force entry? And he says, no. Which they're like, if you're...
Why would you say pregnant, no if you're that worried?
Your pregnant wife is not answering the door and you're worried about it. You'd let someone force the door open, wouldn't you? So that's already, they're like, oh, this is a bit weird. So then he does come home and he puts his car in the garage, and then when like no one's looking, he like sneaks into the house and they're like, where's Chris gone? And then he lets them in the front door, but like 2 minutes later, and they're like, oh, that's weird. And then he's really like, he doesn't run around like shouting her name or anything. Like he looks in her car for her, which obviously she's not gonna be sat in the car. But like the police are just suspicious, and they don't find anything at the house. They find, like, to say there's like no blood or anything, but they find like some of the children's items gone, some of Shannon's items gone, but like the main things, like her keys, her purse, her rings, her phone, are all there.
Oh.
So they're like, it's kind of like someone's tried to look like they've gone, but they've not picked the right stuff. So the day after Shannon disappears, Chris gives an interview to police outside his house. You can see it on YouTube. And he's like, come back, bring the children. I'm really upset. But it's like, he looks soulless. He doesn't seem that bothered.
Like in today's day and age, you wouldn't even nip to the shop without taking your phone. I mean, a lot of people don't even go to the toilet without taking their phone with them. So there's no way you would have gone anywhere. Like, if you left the phone, you're dead.
Well, and she also, her fucking...
Unless you're my dad.
...car was there. Like, how's she going to run away without a car?
Yeah.
Let's go, we'll get on local
with
transport,
with two
kids.
Small children.
Yeah, all right. So his lack of concern is weird, and he starts moving things, and he's like not really looking for his wife and children. So he is arrested on August the 15th, 2008. Now he's given a lie detector test, which he failed, and then confessed to the murder of his wife. But he's got this like story that makes him look like the good guy. So he says, can I have a quiet word with my dad? Which I would love to see what they talked about. I don't think they filmed it. Like, it was off the record. And then, like, I guess, like, the police were like, maybe his dad will make him confess. Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised they didn't record it because, like...
I guess you can't if it's, like, off the record.
I mean, I don't agree with all of that sort of stuff necessarily anyway, but I've seen other police things where they've brought in someone, another person, and they've kept it recording so that they can see...
Oh, really?
So that they can see if they have any say anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like with Brendan Dassey, where they recorded his phone. Well, no, they have to record the phone calls to his mum back home, and it's like seeing if he'll say that he's done it to her.
Yeah. So police also discover Chris had been having an affair at this point as well. So they're like doing their own investigations, and there's quite a few people who came in and like people who like turned up and claimed that they had been dating Chris, like men and women.
Oh.
Who were like, oh yeah, I also had an affair with him. I don't know if it was just like, yeah, I had an affair with him. I had an affair with him.
Yeah.
But that like one guy claimed he had a 10-month affair with Chris. So Chris said that he had murdered his wife, but it was because he had seen her on the baby monitor strangling their daughter. So he had gone in to try and save the girl, and he'd like been so angry and upset, and that the two children had been dead. So it was just a natural response that he killed Shannon then out of anger. He claimed she had known about his affair, that he told her, and the killing the children for revenge was her way of getting back at him. Which I think has happened, hasn't it?
Like you in have Shutter heard. Island.
No, there was that one woman who shot her two children to get back her husband for leaving her or something.
Oh.
But it's not like a common response.
Thankfully.
By people who love their children. So the bodies of Chris's two children were found in oil barrels near Chris's work site. Like he'd put them one in one and one in the other. And then Shannon and the unborn baby, obviously, were buried near the barrels. So it was quite quick that they found these bodies. So hundreds of people held a candlelit service for Shannon and her children.
But so nobody knew. So he'd managed to kill all three of them and get their bodies out of the house, buried in barrels. And the first anyone knew of it was when her friend knew that Shannon was missing.
Yeah.
That's, well, I don't want to say impressive, but that's... I'm surprised that he's managed to do all of that without being seen or noticed by somebody.
But he weren't near there, like he knew where to go.
So it wouldn't be unusual to see him around.
He had a garage, there. He could put stuff in the car unseen. So I guess it's just him like driving out.
That's true.
So Chris was charged with the murder of his wife and the children, as well as the unlawful termination of a pregnancy of the baby boy that was also murdered by murdering Shannon. So he was denied bail. He was put on suicide watch while he awaited trial, and he was only allowed to leave the cell to shower or make phone calls. So they were pretty certain it's this guy. And he pleaded guilty to the murders, but he claimed only to avoid the death penalty. And his parents stated that Shannon was like a difficult person. His parents were going, she's way more likely to have killed them than he has. Like, she's really difficult. She's like, you don't know her. She's much more likely to be the murderer. She was abusive. She was controlling. But obviously her parents are like, that is bullshit. So Chris's mistress, Nicole, which is the same name as Shannon's best friend, but they weren't the same person. She came forward and she spoke out about the affair. And I think she sort of tipped it a little bit, because at this point it's his word with no witnesses. But then like it's just what's likely to have happened. But he could have been a fine family man. Like there's a lot of stuff saying that he was. But then Nicole comes forward and she said they'd met at work in June. She noticed he hadn't been wearing his wedding ring. So she kind of was like, oh okay, on the market. And then he said that he was getting a divorce, so they started seeing each other. They saw each other about 5 times a week, which like, who's got time for that?
Well, this is what I was thinking when you said that he'd had affairs with all these other people. I'm like, he's not working hard enough.
No,
because I've not got time for that.
Yeah,
I've not got time to even talk to Tom in the evenings, never mind have another person.
Whenever I say to Luke, I'm like, are you having an affair? He's like, I've got no time for an affair.
Yeah.
Like, what, you, and you love me and you never cheat on me? I have no time.
Yeah, it's not that.
So he had, in August, he told Shannon that he told Nicole that Shannon had taken the children to a play date and never returned. So she... because he said, oh, he told her in July that they had got divorced, and then he was like, now she's gone, on the day that she had disappeared. And so Nicole was like, that seems really weird. This woman loves her kids. She, like, why would she just literally just leave? She likes this place. She was suspicious. She thought it was weird that she'd, and like, he was just telling her, oh, they've all gone, and he didn't seem bothered about not seeing his kids again. She was like, this doesn't add up. And then she sees on the news Shannon and the kids were missing. So she's like, fuck. Like, I've been shagging the dad. Like, imagine that. Like, I'm part of this.
Yeah.
So when she asked him about it, he said, oh yeah, they're missing. But he didn't seem to be that bothered. So she keeps quiet, but she's like, this is, yeah, no. Tests show that Shannon had been strangled. the children had been smothered, so in terms of like looking for evidence. So with this sort of testimony from his mistress, or when she talked about how he was like into like rape fantasies and like strangling her, which normally would be fine, but when you're being accused of murder, like it changes sort of the the view.
And so hadn't he said that he'd walked in and seen his wife strangling the kids?
Yeah.
But turns out they had been smothered.
Well, they'd been smothered, yeah. So Chris's lawyer has basically said, he told me the true story and he's come out and just told everyone, which I'm not sure they're allowed to do that.
Oh.
So Chris's lawyer claims that he knows the story. Obviously after Chris went down for murder, he got 5 life sentences. He said that Chris had strangled Shannon. During this, one of the girls had come in and Chris had been like, "What's going on, Daddy?" And he'd been like, "Oh, Mum's sick." Put Shannon's body in the car and then put the children in the car, and then he'd smothered both the children in the back of the truck with a blanket. Which is just horrific. So he's at the Dodge Correctional Institution, which is a maximum security prison, and he will die in prison. Like, he's got 5 life sentences. He's not getting out. And you can look at like Shannon's videos and police footage and interviews on YouTube. So there's a lot of stuff out there, which I think is why this has got quite a lot of like discussion and things, because you can just access so much of it.
You can look at the evidence for yourself.
So if you're interested in like looking at people who've been killed talking about how wonderful their life is, head to YouTube. It's not for everyone. Okay, thanks guys. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.